5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Friday Eve. We've got our good friend Dr. Keith Abloh is going to be joining us in just about a half an hour. I want to talk a little bit about the brutality, the ugliness that I saw. 46-second clip of a man beating up a woman, breaking her nose. And I want to know how any decent person can look at that and say, "Oh yeah, that's okay." I want to know where Abigail Spanberger is, right? She wants to be governor of our beloved Commonwealth. Now, anybody who knows her, anybody who's interacted with her, anybody who has looked at her voting record knows that she's a complete and total hypocritical fraud and phony. That goes almost without saying, but I say it because I don't want you to forget that. Abigail Spanberger is in favor of what we saw in that boxing ring. Abigail Spanberger says that your daughters should have to fight boys in sporting competitions. I personally just don't think that's a good thing. Well, you know, the trans women, you mean guys. They're guys. What else are we going to have now? See, the professional boxing world said we cannot have men fighting women. The professional boxing establishment said that is not right, that is not fair. So we will have a male division and a female division, and for those who are, quote, trans athletes, then by all means, you can enter the sport, but you can't fight someone who is not fundamentally the same as you are. That's why we have weight classes in boxing. You don't have a heavyweight at 230 pounds fighting somebody who's like a flyweight at 120 pounds. You just don't. And you don't have men fighting women. Haven't we all taught every one of our sons, hey, don't hit girls? Hasn't that been like one of the guiding principles that everybody as a parent has shared with their sons? You don't hit girls. Now, they really annoy me. I don't care. You don't hit girls. Now they're highlighting a guy beating up a girl. And I want to know where all of the good, upstanding feminists are. You know, the Gloria Steinem types. How about some senior citizens? Did you burn your bra in the 70s? Are you standing up now and saying, you can't have this? Title IX was supposed to protect you. Title IX was supposed to protect female athletes, your daughters and granddaughters and nieces. That's what Title IX is supposed to be in place for. Instead now, thanks to Kamala Harris and her crew, it exists to allow this. As I've said before, the Democrats seem to believe that men make better women than women. It's appalling. Where does it stop, by the way? Where does it stop? How about the combat sports? What about mixed martial arts? What about UFC? See, I can go back in time and say, well, you know, every once in a while, there'd be some wrestling promoter somewhere, and he'd have a, quote, mixed match where it was always a tag team, right? There's a guy and a gal versus a guy and a gal. And it's like, oh, it's like, no, listen. Having worked in professional wrestling for decades, I mean, you're going to be okay in that regard. I mean, everybody's looking out for everybody. That whether you realize it or not, is the goal when you are working in the world of professional wrestling. Your job is to protect the other person. When it's done right, that's what you do. So that's not really part of the equation. But Dana White, UFC, other mixed martial arts competitions, are they now going to have men fighting women? Where does this end? Common decency says no. No. We as a decent, civilized collection of people in this society said no. I had situations as a cop 1,000 years ago where you would have combatants. What was my job? My job was to go in there and break up the fight. You got to stop fighting him. You got to stop fighting him. Blah, 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 blah. There were occasions where you had women who were fighting. And I'll tell you what, every one of us who was a police officer was very, very cautious. Very cautious. Not that we weren't protecting ourselves or our partner or somebody who was being, attacked. But you were very, very cautious about that. I think this is disgusting. I really do. I think it's absolutely, positively appalling. And I would like to know where all of these good, upstanding, left-wing women are. Because here's your choice in this election. Suburban moms, right? Am I not told that suburban moms are going to make or break this election? Okay, suburban moms, you have a daughter. Do you want your daughter beaten up by a guy in a boxing ring? If your answer is no, then you need to vote for Donald Trump. If your answer is yes, you're totally okay having your daughter's nose broken, then by all means, vote for Kamala Harris, and that's what you're going to get. The media will do nothing to address this issue properly. Why? Because for the most part, the legacy news media ranks are filled with bottom-feeding, bum-kissing, water-carrying slugs. That's why. Now, let me give you an example. The media folks are upset with the death of one of the leaders of Hamas. Take a listen to cut number 5.
But before Hezbollah could even respond to his apparent killing, Iranian state TV announced another major assassination by Israel. Ismail Haniyeh, the leader of Hamas's political wing. Iran's Revolutionary Guard also confirmed the killing, which triggered shock and panic and the immediate overhaul of the nation's internal security. The assassination is hugely significant and has major implications. Haniyeh was leading ceasefire and hostage release negotiations for Hamas and was widely seen as more moderate and pragmatic than Hamas's military leaders who, after nearly 10 months of brutal warfare, continued to battle Israeli forces in Gaza. The fear now is those talks could be completely abandoned.
You're talking about negotiations that had been bearing some fruit, a hostage deal that the U.S., of course, badly wants. Now one of the negotiators killed, presumably by Israel, in Iran. What does that do to this process?
It disrupts it tremendously. There has been a deal on the table that both sides more or less agree to for the last several months. And the Qataris, other mediators, say it is Netanyahu who wants more. Netanyahu keeps insisting on maintaining troops in Gaza, maintaining a long-term security presence, and that Hamas hasn't been able to agree to those terms. And now, after the killing of a member of Hamas's political wing, Ismail Haniyeh did live in Qatar, was part of the political wing, was one of the chief negotiators. Now he's dead. So Qatar, the main moderator, saying, well, how are we supposed to continue these talks when you have one side of the negotiating team killing the other negotiators?
It does raise questions.
I mean, why can't the Jews just agree? Why are the Jews so obstinate? Why don't they just say, sure, you can come in and slaughter 13 kids and we don't care. It's okay. Go ahead. Hamas wants every Jew dead. And these idiots are saying, well, can't you meet him halfway? God bless Bibi Netanyahu. I'm telling you, the man clangs when he walks. It's unbelievable. Tough, tough dude. Fighting for the survival of the Jewish people. That's his mission. Whether you realize it or not, he gets it. I get it. I'm leaving for Israel in 17 days. 17 days. I'm headed to Israel. And I'll tell you what, my mind's going in a million different directions right now. Million different directions. But I have to go. Heidi said that. It's not like she wants me out of the house because she's going to have a big party. It's just that Heidi has been to Israel, Harry's been to Israel, Joe's been to Israel. I haven't. And I am, in many ways, the most connected, if you will. And I haven't been. And last week, it's not even a whole week ago, that I was invited to be part of this mission trip. I've never been on a mission trip. I've heard people talk about it. I've had friends tell me for years, oh, I'm doing a mission trip to here. Billy Kane, every time I talk to Billy Kane's done another mission trip, usually in South America. And Billy did these trips, and he said, you know, I really should speak Spanish. So he learned Spanish. Like, you know, like, I don't know, buying a cup of coffee. He just decided, oh, I got to learn how to speak Spanish. So he does. But he's told me about mission trips. I've never been on one. So I get this invitation. And there's a part of me that says, well, gosh, geez, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I really don't. I don't know. And I said, well, you know, I'll get back to you. Hey, we don't have a lot of time. No kidding. And I said it to Heidi. And she said, well, you have to go. She didn't say you should go. She didn't say it'd be nice if you went, because it's not going to be nice. You know, that's the other thing. I have to tell you this. It's not going to be, quote, nice. Right? We're not going to the bars. We're not sitting on the beach in Tel Aviv. We are, you know, not going to be floating in the Dead Sea. None of the tourists. I don't think I'm going to get to ride a camel. None of that stuff. I'm going to be meeting with families who had family members slaughtered on October the 7th. I'm going to be meeting with families who still have family members being held hostage by Hamas. I'm going to be meeting with people inside the leadership of the government, inside the leadership of charitable organizations, inside the IDF. I have to go. I do. I have to go. I have to go. So I'm going. But it's amazing to me as I hear these bizarre, twisted media suck-ups. And let me tell you, there are any number of these self-hating Jews. I'm sorry, that's the phrase that we who understand use. And they're on the side of Hamas. Like if they're just a little bit nicer to Hamas, Hamas won't hurt them. Doesn't work that way. And that's why I have to go. It is 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. That's News Radio WRVA. Kamala Harris going to be making a big appearance on Monday. It's already been changed. Hold on, Tuesday in Philadelphia. And she is going to be holding her, quote, first rally with her vice presidential pick. Huh, okay. There's a lot of buzz that she would pick Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania. He's the governor. Now, he's a career political hack, just so you know. It's not like he just all of a sudden did something fantastic and became governor. He's been a longtime political hack. But might help her win Pennsylvania, right? That's what people are thinking. The problem is that the Democrats are so filled with Jew haters at this point that picking Shapiro would probably send them away. And Kamala Harris has made clear she doesn't like Bibi Netanyahu, she doesn't like Israel, she doesn't seem to like the Jewish people writ large. I can't see her choosing a Jew who would turn off the Hamas wing of the Democrats, which she seems to be very cozy with. So I think the fact that it's going to be in Philadelphia is sort of a twofer, you know, and a little bit of confusion. A little razzle-dazzle. Like, oh, yeah, well, it's obviously going to be Shapiro because it's in Philadelphia. And then she shows up with, I don't know, Andy Beshear out of Kentucky. Now, what's interesting as well, number of people have taken themselves out of the vice presidential race. Why? Because they don't have confidence that she can win. Roy Cooper, the governor of North Carolina, was like number one on the list, and he's already said, nope, not going to do it. And there are a couple of other folks who have also taken themselves off the list and out of contention to be her running mate, because they do not have confidence in her winning. I don't want her to win, but I also know that she could. She absolutely could. Remember that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are not just running against Kamala Harris and whoever it is she picks. They're running against damn near every member of the media. Now, that's not easy to do. So you make no mistake, those of you who are so confident that Donald Trump is going to win, and I like a lot of you, I really do. There's some really good people who believe that. I told you last Saturday, sitting here with my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, very few people in the world that I like as much as Stan. I think I mentioned to you, I demoted him to family, so there you go. But he said, oh, Trump's got it locked up. He's going to be, you know, I said, no, he doesn't. No. Nobody can get complacent in this. Nobody. Because the moment you get complacent, man, just goes off the rails. No, you got to be focused, laser beam focused. Hey, I've got a lot of video, including that video of the guy beating up the gal in the Olympics, posted. If you want to head on over to The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, take a look at that. Follow the page, like it, whatever the button says. Just do that, would you please? The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. And then also on X, because the way I do this, every morning I post a whole bunch of stuff on the Facebook page, and you get to get a, sort of jump ahead of everybody else. And then throughout the day and the middays and the afternoon and the evenings, late nights, the early mornings, I'm putting stuff up on X. So follow Jeff Katz Show on X, Jeff Katz Show on X, and The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. It is 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 533, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday Eve, and I have got to tell you, I am so thoroughly disgusted by this video. 40, 45 seconds of a man beating up on a woman at the Olympics in a boxing ring. And I somehow am the bad person. That young lady trained and trained and trained. She got into the ring with someone who is a guy. In fact, this guy failed one of these tests not too long ago at another boxing competition, so they wouldn't let him participate against women because, you know, he's a guy. And the Olympics said, oh, no, what, however you feel is fine. Oh, you feel like a woman? Fantastic. He went in there, and in 46 seconds... he broke her nose. And she said, well, that's it. I'm done. I'm leaving. Her father had just died. It is an absolutely appalling situation. I mean, it doesn't even make any sense. And yet, we have somebody running for vice president right now. Oh, I'm sorry, running for president right now. Our not ready for primetime vice president, Kamala Harris, who thinks this is just fine. Abigail Spanberger, big upstanding left-wing woman, wants to be governor of our Commonwealth, says, yeah, sure, this is fine. How can anybody in their right mind think that it's fine? I don't get it. I don't get it. But again, I'm talking about your right mind. And I don't know, maybe that is just not in evidence anymore. Our good friend, Dr. Keith Ablow, probably knows a thing or three about this. Maybe he can help me get through it. Keith, thank you for being here, my friend.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
I am.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask you. Can you imagine, did you ever imagine in your wildest dreams that this would be right? I mean, it's like Alice in Wonderland.
It's completely, completely like Alice in Wonderland. And you got to wonder, like, obviously, if it weren't enough to say, well, somebody who believes herself to be male or himself to be female, in this case, himself to be female. If that weren't enough to say this is a disordered person, then how about taking joy or wearing a medal or celebrating after as a person, let's just go with person, as a person with testosterone and muscles that are those that would go with a male, mm-hmm. that you literally start to celebrate. And he's yucking it up with his coach in the corner or by the ropes after he breaks this woman's nose and she quits. They're celebrating like this is a real victory, which it isn't.
No. Keith, I have to wonder, though. You know, you and I, as decent people, if we were walking down the street and we saw a guy punching a woman, we would break this up. We'd say, oh, my God, no, this is wrong. It's not fair. This dude, who is a dude, he's going to get an Olympic medal and injure these women, perhaps permanently, and destroy their legitimate athletic dreams. It's just appalling.
Well, it's preposterous. And if it weren't preposterous enough for the Olympics, if it weren't tragic enough, remember, there are lots of young people watching and being taught that, well, you know, he's female. Well, it's not even he. She is female because she believes that she was born into the wrong body or with the wrong DNA. And that shakes the foundation of everything. You can't possibly operate from a solid core and stay with reality if your entire being is divorced from reality.
Well, so what do we do? I mean, we have right now, as you know, we have Kamala Harris running for president, and in her view, this is right. This is good. This is appropriate. How can any woman, I keep hearing suburban women are going to decide the election. How can any woman look at this and say, sure, that's fair. Yeah, we're going to vote for the crazy lady who says every woman should compete against a biological male.
Right. Absolutely. Here's the thing. I'm glad you brought up Kamala Harris, because there's a dashed line that ought to be drawn from this man beating up on a woman in the Olympics and potentially getting a medal to Kamala Harris, because it is legitimately related. Kamala Harris can't be president of the United States. It's preposterous. She doesn't have, right? But it's insanity. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't have somebody who is Kamala Harris, who you legit are going to send over to Russia, China, and other countries and say, this is the leader of the free world. It doesn't matter to half the country, because half the country believes if you're a biological male and you break the nose of a woman in the Olympics, you won. So what are we splitting hairs? So if you say you're the president, and, you know, what's to define the president? Like, isn't it a belief? You believe, right? Yeah. And half the country believes. We'd like to take a ride toward this gender and this race as the chief executive of the country, okay? Yeah. Well, no, it's not okay, because you know, lots of people can die, God forbid, in a terrible war where the economy can fall apart. It's not the deep state's not going to insulate us from horrors, even though they may be running the country. Yep. You know, she has some role. But the belief that she can discharge those responsibilities is not the same as the ability to do so.
That's right. That's right. Well, Keith, I am sitting here, and I got to tell you, man, I am so concerned. The same people have demonized every white male, right? Okay.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to stop.
Yes.
Take it from there. Go right ahead. Go. It's your turn.
I like to call it Castration Nation.
Oh, gosh.
Seriously. Yeah. Listen, anything that is based in truth and reality is now under siege, because that is the trouble. And what are they really after? They're really after the certain reality that there is like a God, that government is not the master of people, that people are connected to something much more powerful than a government, and they want to go after that in every way. And what's the best way? It's number one, if you think you're male and you are, and you really feel it, well, then you're public enemy number one. They demonize that. They say, you know, you have testosterone toxicity. Well, if you ever said that about females, like, you know what the problem is? You have too much estrogen.
Right, right.
You would be drawn and quartered.
Yep.
But maleness is out of fashion. And we've got a hyperbolic male, Donald Trump, hyperbolic in his male qualities, traditionally considered male, running against a female. We have a real president, former president, who really can serve, running against a female who really can't. And, you know, I guess it's a verdict on whether people can cling to sanity. Maybe by the thinnest of margins in the Electoral College, we still qualify as marginally sane. Because to elect Kamala Harris would be, in fact, delusional. It would be. The country would then be considered psychotic.
Wow. And we don't have enough Thorazine for 300 million people, do we? We really don't. No, we don't.
Well, you know what we got? The world takes care of that. And I hate even saying that. It's called shock therapy, right? The world delivers the shock. Your enemies gather in such a way that you are shocked out of your delusions. Mm-hmm. And only then, and maybe not even then, might we say, wait a sec, wait. We didn't have a real leader. Oh, yeah, that. Huh.
Wow.
Right?
Wow, yes.
It's yes. Really, you know, you'd never, you know, the scientific method, which relies on, like, supposedly, at least, you know, figuring out, does this medicine really work? We'll do a double-blind trial. We'll give half the population this medicine that we're trying it on, and the other half gets a placebo. Well, you have to go with the facts in that case, and we don't do that anymore in decisions of great consequence in this country, like who will lead the nation. We're obviously like, there should be nobody in the audience watching that boxing match. Everyone should be turning it off on their TVs. There shouldn't be a commercial that can be found on such a preposterous broadcast, but there are.
So, Keith, look, I'm concerned. I'm concerned not so much for me, and you and I have chatted about this, right? We're fathers. I'm concerned about my sons having something even remotely resembling the United States of America, having some opportunity. And yet, I hear people in their generation, 20-something years old, going, oh, this is great. Look, we're going to elect the first. It's all about first. And this idea of best, nobody seems to care. Nobody seems to care.
First. I mean, yeah, exactly. Well, it ought to be offensive to people who even go with reality. I mean, you know, we had Pocahontas saying she's Native American, Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Yep.
We've got Kamala Harris saying she's African American, when my understanding is she's half Indian and half Jamaican. Is this right?
That's correct. Yep.
But it doesn't matter, because if you have the Olympics, and you've got somebody saying, I deserve to be in this ring fighting this female because I'm female. From there, there's nowhere left to go.
Yeah.
You can then, you know what, print up a gold medal. Mm-hmm. You should get one, Jeff. I'm going to get one.
There you
Who's
go.
Who's to say we didn't win the gold medal?
That's right.
In the Olympics? We did.
Yeah.
And we want the respect that goes with that, because the truth is, We are just as justified in saying we won the boxing match in the women's category.
That's right.
We didn't have to be there.
No.
Just who? I believe it. I feel very deeply.
That's right. I would dare say that we are looking at delusion writ large. We are in a situation at this point where everybody is simply going along with the delusions of people who really do need help. And that help is not provided by going along with their belief that they're riding on the back of a dragon, or they're part terrier, or any of this other nonsense.
that's exactly right. And frankly, you know, being part terrier, worse things could happen to you.
Well, that's true.
Because
that's exactly
they're wonderful beasts. But right? But listen, it invades every segment of our lives, the economy, you know, people who say, what difference does it make? There's a deficit. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
Well, it matters because there's a thing called arithmetic and there's a thing called like spreadsheets and
right.
If you're in debt.
That's right.
Right. But so it has invaded every neuron of the brain of our nation.
Wow.
And we're due for a reset. And I wish we would reset ourselves instead of the world resetting us. But I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know either. That is the challenge. Keith, I always appreciate you being here. I want everybody to go to Keith's website, keithablow.com, keithablow.com. One of the beautiful things about Keith, you want to talk about a renaissance man. We talk about any number of issues. It could be getting your head straight. Keith is helping people, honest to goodness, just get their mind together, get them into a better place. He's got political analysis. He's written a great collection of fiction books. There's just nothing that Keith has not done. He's done everything, and God bless him. He joins us every single week. KeithAblow.com. 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
5:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Can I share a couple of pieces of information with you really, 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 really fast? Kamala Harris on Tuesday is going to be in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, in fact, my city of my birth. And apparently she's going to reveal her vice presidential running mate. Well, since you're doing it in Philadelphia, Kamala, let me let you know that in Pennsylvania, food prices have increased by $3,115 for the average family since January of 2021. Remember that date? Just saying, I think you and somebody else shuffled into the Oval Office that day, right? How about housing? Well, in Pennsylvania, where you're going to be pretending you care about people, the average family in Pennsylvania is now paying $3,358 more for housing since the day that you and delusional Joe Biden moved your stuff into the White House. Just saying. How about energy costs there? Because remember, Kamala, you are a big-time anti-fracker. Did I mention that a number of people in Pennsylvania actually earn their livings, pay for their mortgages, feed their children based on working in the fracking industry? Well, those poor people, since January 2021, are paying $3,033 more for household energy, again, for the average family in Pennsylvania. And the final piece of this puzzle, since January 2021, household transportation expenses for the average family in Pennsylvania have increased by $6,636. In other words, Kamala Harris and her policies have caused the people of Pennsylvania, where she is going to announce her running mate, to be in a terrible, terrible situation where they can't afford to live. They just can't afford it anymore. That's Kamala Harris. Now, we can pretend that she hasn't done anything. We can pretend that she doesn't have a record or a history, but that would be irresponsible. And I'm not going to do that. I am going to tell you over and over again so that you can share over and over again exactly who Kamala Harris is and what she believes and what she has done. I really don't think we need to get mired in this. Well, is she black? Is she? Nobody cares. Or I don't care. I know she's a grossly incompetent public servant. And to me, that's the most important thing. I don't care how tall she is or any of that. I know that she would do terrible damage to our nation. Period. End of story. All right. Tomorrow morning, John Reed's going to be here at 6. Make sure you're listening to that. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRP.